The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Right. Today's gospel reading packs quite a lot into just four verses. People have thought about all sorts of things, what those four verses mean. Some have even used it to justify infant baptism. But I don't think that's really what the main theme is here. There are different layers. To start with, the disciples had a status problem. So they had to be taken back to basics again. Unless we receive the kingdom like a child, we're missing something. I think Jesus had in mind a child's absolute trust in its parents. No ifs, no buts, just trust. A child will jump off a height knowing that daddy will catch them. That means, of course, that a child can grasp that it's important to be with Jesus, even if it can't work out all the complications of that. And as a member of a family, his church, a child has a place in it. And we're not to get in the way of that. That's why our efforts to make our church child-friendly are so important. Now, it's not always easy to see how children fit into the daily life, but they do. Sally has a big job, not to mention that splendid team that we've just prayed for. Indeed, as we've just heard, when God wanted to let Israel know that the priesthood was letting them down, He used a young apprentice to deliver the message. Now, Eli may have been a failure as a priest, but he did listen to what the boy said. There are no barriers of age, education, circumstances which can come between us and Jesus. And all who have to respond can play a part in his work. And just as we need to receive him with childlike, utter trust before we can begin to understand what the kingdom looks like, we must recognize we're all on a level in that respect. In that gospel reading, we heard how parents were bringing their children to be blessed. This wasn't unusual. A rabbi was respected, and parents often brought their children to receive a blessing. But there was a problem here. The disciples had their own agenda. They knew, in inverted commas, that Jesus needed rest, and they tried to shoo the puzzled families away. They didn't understand his priorities. However, I bet you that if an important dignitary had turned up, they would have taken him straight to Jesus. James, in his letter to the early church, made the point well. If we kowtow to the rich and proud and disdain the poor and humble, we've missed the point. I do wonder if a retired bishop and a smelly tramp came into one of our services, who'd get the better reception? Of course, we know what the right answer is. In a sense, that's a problem. We're over familiar with the text. We've lost the sense of amazement that the original hearers had at some of Jesus' pronouncements. When we hear the story of the two men who went up to pray in the temple, we know who the good guy is. And when the Pharisee gets his comeuppance, we give a little cheer from the sidelines. We know the right answer. We can answer that exam question. We are not shocked. Yet do we always live it out? No, I too am guilty as charged. After I retired, I spent some years as trustee of a charity which looked after people with profound and multiple learning disabilities. That means cerebral palsy, mostly. The residents were pretty well incapable of doing anything for themselves. We needed about 4 staff for each resident, as well as lots of lifting gear and specialised equipment to enable us to move them round the different parts of the home. Yet we were required to have a development plan for each of them. They were not to be written off. They were people like us, with likes and dislikes. They had potential. We bought a machine which could detect arm movements and convert it into musical sound. So these guys, who couldn't hold a pencil, let alone an instrument, could make music. It was great. The experience made me think, what does it mean to live a fulfilled life, a richer life? Realizing your boyish dreams of becoming Prime Minister? What do you think a fulfilled life is like? Well, just take a short break while you think what makes you feel fulfilled. When Jesus said he had come to give more abundant life, he also meant it for those whose hopes of achieving anything were probably minimal in their own eyes, and certainly in the eyes of their neighbours. But Jesus is ready to gather and empower anyone and everyone. He has his arms open to receive all of them. Sad, wasn't it, that it was only his other followers who got in the way? But I think there's another angle to the story. Mark doesn't hold back when he tells us how slow the disciples were to pick up. He makes them look quite stupid in places. If indeed we're hearing what Peter told Mark, then Peter obviously didn't think that they did very well as disciples. But why are they telling us that in the gospel? Well, when the gospel was written, the original disciples would either have been revered earlier leaders of the church, or perhaps honoured martyrs, an elder statesman held in high esteem. What the gospel is saying is, don't think we were some sort of wonder stars. We were rubbish. Tup. And if Jesus can use us, then he can use you as well. Here we are in chapter 10, with Jesus getting really angry with their lack of understanding. While earlier in the narrative, despite their previous blundering, they'd been sent out to spread the good news. On their own, without supervision. Would you have done that, Mel? He passes. But they were successful. A candid admission of our faults and inabilities is no bar to being used in his service. A vicar once remarked to me that it was amazing what the Holy Spirit could do with the most unsuitable material. Humility is an excellent virtue, as long as it steers clear of the Uriah Heep ever so humble. But it's not an excuse for inaction. So Jesus is calling us to his kingdom. He's calling in the day as well as in the night. He's calling the humble and the proud, the philosopher and the fool, the well-endowed and the deficient, the confident and the diffident. In other words, all of us equally. Just as we are. Just trust like a child and jump. As he calls us, I wonder if he might be saying something like this.
Just for you. Welcome to my world.
Jesus is standing there with his arms unfurled, and so should we.
David, thanks so much. And if I'd known you were going to do that, we'd have opened up some space, and I think we could have danced and listened to that lovely track as well. Thank you so much. So much there to think about from that bit of scripture. So before we respond in worship and song, and during our time of response and singing, members of our prayer team will be at the back of church to pray for you for anything. But a minute or so, just with someone near you, what are you going to take away from this story? There's so much packed in there, but what for you might be something that you would take away, apart from humming that lovely tune, all right? Okay. So if you just want to think on your own, though, just as I usually say, close your eyes, look thoughtful, and people will ignore you, or just around you, next to you, what might you take away from this? So I'll just give you a minute on that. Go. So many wonderful things that we've just heard. I just love the idea that in this series there's something about being humble and just kind of, this is me, God, flawed, and you call me, which I think is wonderful, as well as that general encouragement that he had that God calls all of us, no matter who we might be, to be a part of his kingdom, to be a part of his plans. And I love that, David, that you didn't say, just said, be humble and sit back. It was kind of be humble, open, and be active. So hopefully God's Spirit's going to be speaking to us, showing us what might be the next step for us. Should we stand together? Again, encouragement during this time of worship. If you'd like prayer for anything at all, members of our prayer team will be at the back of church. So just squeeze past them if you need to go. They just simply ask you, what would you like prayer for? Maybe your name. And they'll pray for you briefly there. Something that could have come up today, something completely different, but they're there for you. Thanks, David.